Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisti. A three-day special sitting of extended budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session, which will continue till 18th of this month, will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adiniyam, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation of women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Several political parties, including BJP, JDU, LJPR and Congress, have issued three-line whip to all its MPs of both the houses to remain present during the proceedings of the House and support their party stand. The Athletics Federation of India annual general meeting, which concluded in Kohima yesterday, adopted several key reforms, including mandatory SRY gene testing for national participation, DNA profiling for athlete development, restructuring of district bodies, and a nationwide push to popularize athletics. Addressing media yesterday, President of the South Asian Athletics Federation, Dr. Lalit K. Bhanot, said the AGM held extensive deliberations and adopted measures to strengthen athletics in the country. He said the AFI will bear the cost of mandatory SRY gene test for national level athletes, while DNA testing will begin with around 100 athletes to aid long-term development. Dr. Bhanot added that AFI will reconstitute district bodies with 15-member executive committees, ensuring broader representation beyond headquarters. He also announced an annual 2-kilometer race across 700 districts on August 30th to promote athletics nationwide. Dr. Bhanot said the federation will extend technical support, coaching, education and guidance for academies in the Northeast, while infrastructure development remains the government's responsibility.
We will provide them the technical help. We will tell them which are the events which can be identified and can be kept here in academies, how they can run that academy and prepare these athletes. We will provide them help in the coaching, education, having the local coaches.
Vice President of World Athletics, Dr. Adil J. Sumariwala, stressed decentralization to grassroots levels and announced suspension of athletics bodies in Chhattisgarh and Arunachal Pradesh, with ad hoc panels to be formed. Tripura and Manipur have been placed on a watch list and downgraded to associate members without voting rights. He also informed that the AFI had decided to appoint two high-performance directors for senior and junior categories, respectively. Meanwhile, the annual general meeting adopted the Kohima Declaration, committing to nation-building through sports, expanding athletics across India and boosting development in Nagaland and the Northeast through infrastructure, capacity building and strategic support. A premature 7-month-old baby girl was found dead in the Vekhvaroji River between Airfield Colony and Hamso Village in Waka on April 14. The body was discovered by frog hunters and reported to police and later retrieved the same night. A post-mortem conducted yesterday at District Hospital Waka in the presence of CWC members and women police. Police have registered a case of unnatural death and investigation is underway with all relevant authorities involved. The infant, later named Joanna, was laid to rest at the Waka Town Graveyard with due approval from the district administration in the presence of a magistrate, CWC members and church workers who conducted the funeral service. Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs launched Swachhata Pakhwada 2026 yesterday, a day ahead of its scheduled launch in view of the ongoing Parliament session. The fortnight-long cleanliness drive aims to promote the spirit of Swachh Bharat Abhiyan and foster a clean and healthy work environment. On the occasion, Secretary in the Ministry, Nikunja Bihari Dal, administered the Swachhata Pledge to officers and staffs. Addressing the gathering, he emphasized the need for efficient waste management and reduction in the use of plastics in daily life to protect the environment and ensure a healthier lifestyle. The Ministry has also shared a comprehensive action plan outlining activities to be undertaken during the Pakhwada, with a focus on achieving concrete outcomes. And India women's football team registered a thrilling 3-2 win over Malawi in the third place playoff of the FIFA Series 2026 in Nairobi yesterday. Astam Oraon, Aveka Singh and substitute Priyadarshini Seladurai scored a goal each for India. For Malawi, Kumalo Irene and Henry Deborah netted a goal each. India had earlier suffered a 0-2 defeat to Kenya in the semi-finals. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.